One of the things that I'm convinced that we as people do not do enough of is think. Our minds run a million miles an hour, but oftentimes we don't do well with just thinking things through and considering realities and so on. The message that I share this morning, I had shared back in 2009, so some of you may remember a bit of it, but I felt like it was good to think about these things again, and many of you did not get in on this, so hopefully there will be something here that we can learn this morning. When you think of the word tension, do you get tense? I want us to just think about this morning. The Mackinac Bridge has two main cables. They're 24 inches in diameter. They contain enough steel wire in those two cables to reach 42,000 miles if it was all placed end to end. The two end foundations total about 360,000 tons. And each cable has a maximum tension of 16,000 tons, each of those two main cables. Now, when you look at that bridge, what happens if one of those cables lets loose? It's over, right? What happens if one of the foundations lets loose? It's over. Let's take a vote. How many think the North Foundation is most important? Okay, you all think the South one is, right? How many think the South one is most important? Absolutely, they both are. One foundation without the other is useless, because tension cannot happen without both, right? And without tension, there's no bridge. So I want us to think about this morning. Little help, Danny. I want us to think about this. Is tension good or bad? Now, obviously, there's a number of definitions of tension. When we're thinking about tension, we're thinking about things that can appear to be opposing, but actually work together for benefit. Okay? We're talking about something that is constructive, not destructive. Generally, when we think about tension, we think about the destructive kind. Still not working, Danny. There we go. Is tension healthy? Do you know how much tension is in your body? Do you know that every cell in your body has tension? Without that tension, there's no life. Not going to get into all of that this morning, but when we think of church life, we think of body life as Christians, we often think of tension as being something very negative, something very unhealthy. And probably the kind of tension that you're thinking of may be that way. But I want us to think about how important tension is in body health. Is there tension in the body of Christ? Yes. We'll look at that. Should there be tension in our congregation? Is our congregation going to be able to function properly, to grow, to be a benefit to the kingdom of God if there is no tension? Anybody awake? Huh? Okay. When we're talking about constructive tension, we need it, right? We've got to have it in our congregation, and I think we'll see that. Does tension always destroy a body? The obvious answer is no. I already talked about that. We have tension within our bodies that's necessary. Now, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read part of this chapter here, and I want us to think about this whole idea. While I read through these verses, I want you to think about some words that are used over and over in these verses that are words of tension. Okay? Starting in verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Now, what words did you pick up here that are words of tension? Diversity. And what's the tension word that goes with that? Same. You see what's happening? He uses two concepts in the same verse in relation to the same thing that he's talking about, and he uses them to help us to understand more fully and completely what's happening. Are sameness and diversity compatible? Can they work together? You look confused. What do you think? Can sameness and diversity work together? Yes. Okay, let's just stop and think about it. We're talking about, he talks about the body. Just like our body has many members, but it's one body, that's the way Christ is. Okay, if you lose an ear, is there any other part of the body that can be used to replace that? Huh? Well, yeah, but then you've lost that one. There's no other part of the body that can replace an ear, is there? If you lose a finger, you could possibly take a toe and put that on your hand. It's been done in some cases for people. So they'd have at least one. They lose all their fingers, they'd maybe take a toe so that they could at least have something to use for a thumb or a finger or something. Okay. In our body, are sameness and diversity compatible? Of course. We need diversity in order to function. But we also need sameness in order to function. Right? And that's what he's talking about here. He's talking, and I've got several areas here that I want us to pay attention to. There's tension in gifts. And he lists a number of gifts here. He says, to one of you is given this gift. To another of you is given this gift. To another is given this gift. Sometimes several gifts to a person by the Spirit of God. What is the purpose of those gifts? Okay, what's edification?
Building.
It's to build the body, to build the kingdom of God. Okay, so we've got all these different gifts that God has given, and all of those gifts have the same purpose. Do they have the same function? No. But they have the same purpose. They're all to be used together, and I so much appreciate what Gary Troyer taught us about the gifts and how they work together, how important that is. What happens when your gift becomes the most important? What happened? Okay, then we get the wrong kind of tension, don't we? As long as we have the tension of gifts, and let's just picture this like a trampoline in a circle, okay? On a trampoline, you have the frame around, and then you have all these springs around the edge of the trampoline with tension, right? What happens if the springs on one side of the trampoline are taken off? All you've got's a piece of cloth then, right? You don't have a trampoline anymore. It doesn't function. It does not do what it's intended to do because part of the tension is gone. And in the same way with our gifts, if we fail to use our gifts, if our gifts become the most important to the body, if our gifts become unimportant to the body, anytime any of those things happen with the gifts that God has given to us, the body does not function properly. So we need that tension, that pulling together. If you stop and think about this, it makes sense. The trampoline, the springs, even though they're pulling in opposite directions, are actually working together, aren't they? Even though on the bridge, the two ends of the cables are pulling in opposite directions, in a sense, they're working together. But if one tension exceeds another, or one tension diminishes, then the working together stops. And there become, then we set it up for bad tension. The tension that destroys and the tension that works against. Now, he also says there's tension in administrations. One of the things that happens over and over and over again in churches is you hear about leaders that could not work together. One had this idea, another had this idea, and they could not work together. What happens? The church falls apart, right? Now, he talks about this, that God has set different in administrations within the church. There are those that have different responsibilities. There are those that approach things differently. And oftentimes we see those as conflict. We see those as something that is destructive, just like the gifts. But God has intended for that diversity to fit into sameness and for that tension to be effective. Right? If you take Dana and Sheldon and Lynn and I and you put us in a group, you'll find out very soon that we're very different. We have different personalities, we have different backgrounds, we have different ideas, we have a lot of differences. And if we would choose to do so, and we began to focus on our differences, and the way that I'm different becomes more important than the way that you're different, and you need to become like me, things go downhill real fast. Right? But as we're able to recognize that the tension that God has designed within administration is for benefit. It's the same. It's for the growth of the body. It's for the purpose of the kingdom. And when we can understand that, and we can appreciate that, and we can allow that tension to be constructive and to be useful, then we're where God wants us to be. When my tension becomes too strong or too weak, then the administration begins to lose its place and become ineffective. Now, you say, well, okay, that's good. You guys need that. And pray for us. We need your prayers for that. It's not, we're people. We struggle. We don't have it all together. Now he talks about operations. Gifts. Everybody has at least one. Many have several. Administrations, we all fit into that. Operations, we all fit into that. Okay? We're all part of operations. Now, it's easy to see when administrations are not tensioned properly, but what about operations? It's in the harvest season. And farmers have an interesting operation. They have to have things moving and happening in the right sequence, in the right order, in the right timing, at the right pace for everything to work together, right? When Luane digs potatoes, the truck that goes along beside him that the potatoes go into, it has to go the same speed as the harvester. If it goes too fast or too slow, the potatoes go on the ground. Operations become very important. And here is where we really face a challenge. We tend to look at operations within the church as being something very disconnected. But actually, they're very connected. The one that takes care of the shrubbery, the one that takes care of the lawn, the one that takes care of the building, the one that takes care of ministering the word, the one that takes care of taking care of things, the one that organizes, all of those are equally important in operations. And so he reminds us, look, We need to all be zealous of spiritual gifts. We need to all seek the building up of the church. What happens? Let's just picture us as a trampoline. We're making it possible for someone to jump high. But if I decide that my work is not important, and you decide that your work is not important, and someone else decides that their work is not important, what soon happens? They can't jump, can they? We can't be built up. So I want us to just think about this. Where do we fit? How does this all fit to us? If we were the Mackinac Bridge, and we were one of the steel cables there, just one of the little ones, I'm not talking about the all together ones, I'm talking about one of the little ones. How many of those cables do you think could rust through or disconnect before that structure would be compromised? If you're going across the bridge every day with a load, and you know that two of those cables in there are already broken, how much longer are you going to keep going across? You're just going to keep taking a chance. It'll work. It worked up till now. It'll keep working, right? No. We realize that when those cables become disconnected, then risk increases, right? Danger increases. And when we become disconnected in operations, risk increases. Danger increases. Now, back up. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of administrations, but the same God. There are diversities of operations, but the same Lord. The idea of Trinity presents tension because there appears to be some diversity, but it's all sameness. There's tension there, constructive tension. Worthwhile tension. God spoke the Word, Jesus Christ, and creation happened. The Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, creation happened. There's that tension that happens there. Now, there's also a tension in truth. Over in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, he's saying that God wants to teach you. Now, do you think that God wants to teach you individually? How many think God wants to teach you individually? How many think He doesn't want to teach you individually? Okay, you're good. He wants to teach us individually, doesn't He? Diversely. Does He want to teach us individually so that we can be individualistic? Why does He want to teach us individually? So that the body can be built up, right? We can all contribute. We can all add. We can bring different ideas together. There's a lot that could be said here, this whole idea of unity. is another idea that comes in here as well. When you look at the bridge, the picture of the bridge, do you see unity? Absolutely. It's one bridge, right? Does everything in the bridge look the same? Does everything act the same? Does everything do the same job? No. It's a lot of different pieces. If you tried to put concrete up there in place of the cables, what would happen? It'd break. There would be no unity. We say the whole bridge needs to be made out of concrete so there can be unity. No, it won't work. Or if you try to put cable for the posts, the big towers in the middle, what's going to happen? It's not going to work. We need diversity so that we can reach unity. That makes sense? We don't need sameness to make unity. But diversity in sameness produces benefit. That makes sense? There's a lot of stuff here. I want us to think. Because I believe it's so easy for us to just go on and live our lives and think of in the same way we've always thought, think about things. But I want us to think about this. We need to abide in Him as He teaches us and as we work together with others. I have learned so much from new believers, from people of a different culture, of a different language, of a different experience, even with some different doctrine and teaching than what I have learned so much. I would not have benefited had I been convinced that I was the strong spring and that trampoline depended on me. On me alone, or on me mostly. Okay? There's a tension regulator. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity never faileth. It doesn't break. It doesn't let go. It doesn't let things drop. It doesn't let things fall apart. So when we bring the diversity of gifts, the diversity of administrations, the diversity of operations, there's only one way that those are going to continue functioning well together. And that's with charity. With charity. You see, that's the tension regulator. That keeps everything working on the same page. That keeps the tension equal all the way around. Because when I have charity, then you're important. Your gifts are important. Your administration is important. Your operations are important. So charity is the tension regulator that we need in our lives. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. I share that this morning because I know that I have a lot to learn. And I want us to think about this. I want us to think about it in the context of our congregation, but I want us to think about it in the context of the body of Christ as well. Because it's not all about us. I've been learning a lot just just real lately. I mentioned already the book that they had here with Plain Compassion, Jesus in Iran. I'm reading another book they had here about ISIS. And we need those brothers and sisters as part of the body of Christ. In fact, we probably should say it this way, they need us. Because I believe in a large sense, they are the stronger. They are the more committed. They are the ones on the front lines. And so I want us to think about this whole thing. Diversity and sameness under the Spirit of God, under the direction of God, make strength. Make blessing. Make usefulness. Sameness by itself has nothing. Diversity by itself has nothing. But when we bring those two together under God's direction, great things happen. Let's seek God and what He has for us. Let's stand together for prayer. Our Father, we thank You for Your wisdom. We thank You that You are working through the church to show Your manifold wisdom to the principalities and the powers and the kingdoms of this world. And we thank You that You're doing it now. And we pray, God, that You help us to use our gifts, our administration, our operations, as diverse as they might be, not to look at them as being useless, not to look at them as being worthless, but to look at them as gifts from You to be used for the body of Christ around the world and to build up Your kingdom. I especially pray Your blessing on our brothers and sisters, Lord, that are suffering so much because of their commitment to You. And we pray that You strengthen them, encourage them, give them grace, dear Lord, to show Your name as great in their lives and in their world. We just pray You dismiss us now with Your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.